Hi, I'm Bruce Feiler. When Walking the Bible came out in the spring of 2001 and touched so many people, it gave me the opportunity to do what I'd always dreamed about doing, which was to keep going, to do the rest of the Hebrew Bible and the New Testament. I spent 6 months working on that project. Then on September 11th, the world changed. I stood on the 16th floor of my apartment building and watched those towers fall. And for 2 weeks, like everybody else, I was mute. And you began to hear this conversation. Who are they? Why do they hate us? Can their religions get along? And as it has for 4 millennia, one name echoed behind that conversation: Abraham. Abraham is the shared father of Jews, Christians, and Muslims. He is the one figure we all have in common. And so 2 weeks after September 11th, I got up off my couch and I decided I wanted to write about Abraham. And so I went back to the Middle East in the middle of the conflict. I tried to answer the question, is he a font of war, or is he a possible vessel for reconciliation? So I went around and I talked to religious leaders and scholars of all denominations. I traveled into historical places and up to ancient shrines, and I ended my journey in Hebron, one of the deadliest cities on the planet, where Abraham is buried. And I've tried to ask and explore the question of Abraham, this universal figure that we all have in common. And what I found is that at the base, at the bottom of all three religions, that Abraham is a universal figure. He's the one man in all the world that God chose to be the vessel to pass his blessing onto mankind. And then what happened over time is each of the religions reinterpreted Abraham and began to claim them for themselves. Jews made Abraham into a Jew. Christians made him into a Christian. Muslims made him into a Muslim. And that leaves us today with our choice. We can choose to make Abraham the shared father of all three religions again. And so what I offer in Abraham, A Journey to the Three Faiths, is an invitation. If you want to understand yourself, if you want to understand your neighbor, if you want to understand your world, you have to understand Abraham, because he is the one figure in all the world that we all have in common.